31 past 6, we wrap up the day's top business news. Now turning our focus to the latest developments around Bitcoin. The cryptocurrency flirted with a record high as it picked up from where it left off after it plunged as much as 29%. Market officer at Luno, Werner van Rooyen, joins us on the line for this conversation. Good evening.
Good evening.
First, talk us through what has been attributed to these developments.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, there was quite a bit of a drop in the Bitcoin price. This happened in the wake of the news that a fork that is known as Segwit2x was cancelled. Now, not to get too technical, but a fork is basically when there's a disagreement in the Bitcoin community. One group can say, we want to create a new version of the currency based on the old rules, but with some changes to it. Mm. In any case, this proposed fork was quite controversial, and at the last minute was called off. Okay. And after that, the price dropped quite a bit. But now, in the last week or so since that, the price has steadily been gaining ground again, and we're pretty close to our old all-time high here in South Africa too. The main reasons why it's been climbing again is we see that there's a lot of sell-off of other cryptocurrencies. So customers who might hold currencies like Ethereum are selling that again for Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But we're also seeing, and this is not just in South Africa, but everywhere in the world, there's a gradual move in the investment community to reallocate a small percentage of their investment. So they take it from other investment classes like stocks and bonds, and then moving a small percentage over into Bitcoin. We also saw actually in the last few days, there's a CME group out of Chicago. They're actually the world's largest exchange owner.
Okay.
They announced plans to adopt Bitcoin as a financial instrument. So every time there's institutional interest of banks and hedge funds or institutional investors, we generally see the biggest price moves.
Going forward, do we expect Bitcoin to continue surprising us with the excellent performance going forward?
This is a question that's been asked
since
we started the company, since 2013. So we lost our magic ball to give price predictions, but we should mention that it's a highly speculative, highly volatile asset class. So people shouldn't go overboard. I expect the price to drop, but I also should say that I expect the price to recover again. It kind of keeps on doing its thing, moving up and down. And, you know, as more and more investors start understanding it, as regulators start understanding it, and it gains acceptance around the world, it gets a stronger foothold. So I'm still very optimistic about it, but people should just be responsible. First, invest in your retirement annuity and pay off your house and your bonds and everything, and then with the rest of the money you've got left, put a little bit in Bitcoin and see what it does. Let's see where it is in a year again.
Great advice. Thank you so much for your time, Werner van Rooyen from Luno, talking to us about the latest developments around Bitcoin.